You may recall around a decade or so ago the safe injecting rooms for those who safely come and take their illegal drug habit and no fear of reprisals in New South Wales. Caused a bit of a stink at the time, and they're going through the very same process in Victoria at the moment. So to talk with us about how that's all playing out, science writer for the Alcohol and Drug Foundation is Dr. Ben O'Mara. Good morning, Ben. Can you take us through what's actually happening in Victoria first, and we can get a broader picture of what they're happening at the moment?
Yeah, sure thing, Mark, and thanks for having me on the show. The main opposition is coming from both sides of the government here in Victoria, so both Victorian Labor and Liberal areas of the government. And look, we've had MPs say things like these facilities send the wrong message to our kids, and that a medically supervised injection centre would mean that we're giving up on preventing drug use. But look, the reality is that we're never going to fully stop the supply and the use of drugs. And while MPs debate here in the Victorian Parliament, the reality is that just a few kilometres down the road in North Richmond, where many people are dying on the streets from heroin overdoses, that's where the centre is proposed. And it can make a real difference to preventing a lot of that death. I mean, last year, 34 people died of heroin overdoses in Richmond, where the proposed medically supervised injection facility will be. And look, all the evidence tells us that these centres, they work, that they prevent many deaths associated with heroin overdose.
I guess that some great evidence there to suggest that that is the case. And obviously, if people are doing it safely and there are medical people on board or close by to monitor that as well. Yep. The other side of that coin, though, people are going to be saying, well, you know what, that is just a case of giving up. And I guess if you live in the area, many people, arguably so, wouldn't want it in their backyard anyway. Yep. Is it a case that we just have to wave the white flag and say, look, we really are giving up on the war on drugs, quote unquote, and we just need to move forward and manage it a bit better?
Oh, look, I think that we don't give up. I think that in the first instance, we need to find ways of making sure the establishment of a medically supervised injection facility here in Victoria, North Richmond, remains on the agenda of politicians, of media, of the community and health agencies. And look, our politicians need to really show leadership and show their support for a medically supervised injection facility in Richmond, in Victoria. Look, we've seen huge successes in Sydney. In the Sydney medically supervised injection facility, they managed about 6,000 opioid overdose successfully, and there hasn't been a single fatality. So why is it that drug users in Sydney can inject drugs in safe places and have access to health professionals and have opportunities to connect with mental health support and other forms of help that can help them in the long term and perhaps address issues associated with heroin dependency and other drugs? But why can't we have that in Victoria as well? So basically, I think that, look, at the end of the day, these centres, they're a proven way of reducing death in the community, and not only will they stop more people from dying, but they can provide real benefits to the local community as well. So our politicians really need to provide leadership on this, I think.
Ben, I'm just going through some stats that now that's saying around 11,500 people that use the King's Cross facility in Sydney were referred on to further treatment, which is a good thing. Do you think that potentially people are wanting to shy away from this? It's all too hard. There is the big stigma about it, and you know what? We just don't want it.
I think that stigma in society around drug dependency generally, and particularly for people injecting drugs, is an issue. But look, I do believe that is changing. I think that the fact that we have a centre in Sydney that's been there for such a long time that has delivered real successes and benefits to the community. And also, I think that demonstrates that the culture around stigma is changing. I don't think it's easy, but it is changing. And secondly, there's a hell of a lot of local community support. In the submissions made to the parliamentary inquiry, from memory, it was around 46 of the 49 submissions made from different agencies across Victoria that were supportive of one of these facilities. So I think that's indicative of the fact that while stigma can take some time to change, I think that we're on the right path.
Well, Ben, we will watch what's going on down in Victoria with you with some interest, and who knows, it might be something that just ends up being a thing right across the country. There will be both sides of that debate that will rattle on a little bit longer. Thank you for sharing it with us this morning, Ben.
Not a problem. Thanks so much, Mark.
Dr. Ben O'Mara, he is a research fellow at Swinburne University and also science writer for Alcohol and Drug Foundation, talking about the ongoing debate in Victoria, at least at the moment. That was certainly a thing here in New South Wales around a decade ago, safe drug injecting rooms. It's 9:30.